In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
We all get 24 hours in a day, and we are stewards of every one of those hours. Have you ever tracked what you do with the hours of your life? Because years are made up of months and months of weeks and weeks of days and days of hours, and every hour matters. 1 hour can make all the difference. We return one more time today to Matthew chapter number 26, to this portion of Scripture where our Lord Jesus, at his first recorded, says to his disciples, "Watch and pray." We have discovered what we watch for. We watch for the enemy. Why we watch so we can pray, and who we watch with. We watch with Jesus. He is our great prayer partner. Thank God Jesus is praying for us today, and we can enter into his work with him. We can pray as well. What a privilege that is, and what a responsibility that is. But I want to draw your attention to one little phrase that has really captured me in recent days. It's the question that Jesus posed to Peter. Now, he told them all to watch and pray, but he looked Peter in the face. Imagine Jesus looking at you today and asking this question. I wish I could read this like he must have said it. "What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" Just an hour, only 1 hour. Think about what we do for an hour. We eat for an hour. We watch media for an hour. We're on our phones or computers for an hour. We do nothing for an hour. We take a nap for an hour. But when was the last time you spent 1 hour with the Lord? Just 1 hour. That almost sounds radical, doesn't it? To pray, to read the Bible, to meditate on the Lord, to study spiritual things for an hour. And yet, friend, can there be any greater investment than that? In fact, isn't it ironic that we give more attention to feeding our bodies than we do nourishing our souls every day? We give more time to exercise, and there's nothing wrong with exercise. But remember, bodily exercise profiteth little. Godliness is profitable in all things. Exercise yourself rather to godliness. We give more attention to the physical than to the spiritual, to the temporal than to the eternal. We give more of our energy and attention to making money, laboring for money that is not going to last, than we do to laying up treasure in heaven and learning more about the spiritual riches we have in Christ Jesus. Can you hear the words of Jesus ringing in your soul, ringing through the corridors of time? What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? The writer of the great hymn, "Draw Me Nearer," said it this way, "Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, as I kneel in prayer, and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend." I remember years ago, our church was having a 24-hour prayer vigil. People signed up to pray for an hour, and it was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. I was just a young man starting out, and I remember signing up for an hour and coming for that hour, and I thought, boy, it's going to be a long hour. In fact, I found that the hour flew, because when I really got to communing with God and praying and talking to the Lord, instead of searching for things to talk about, there were so many things to talk to him about. And God met me in that place of prayer. Another hymn writer said it this way, "Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known." When was the last time you enjoyed a sweet hour of prayer? Now, you know, we waste a lot of hours. Now, you're going to spend all of your hours, but we waste many of them. When was the last time you really invested one? You can invest in lots of things. You can invest in your family. I recommend that. You can invest in your mind, reading and learning. I recommend that. You can invest in many good things. But the best thing you'll ever invest in is that which is going to last beyond this life. And frankly, it's the only thing that's really going to get you through this life in victory. Watch and pray, my friend. Could you not watch with Jesus 1 hour? David Brainerd was quite a man of prayer, really a man of prayer. And he gave himself to the Lord his entire life. He died early on, but he made his hours count. And David Brainerd wrote in his journal this, "Oh, 1 hour with God infinitely exceeds all the pleasures and delights of this lower world." I'm going to tell you, 1 hour in the presence of God will change you, friend. You don't rush into the presence of a holy God, and when you get there, you won't want to rush out. It's wonderful to be with the Lord. And I'm not talking about setting a timer. I'm not talking about living by a clock. There's just a principle here. And the principle is delighting in the Lord, enjoying the Lord, finding your peace in the presence of God, pouring out your soul to Him. Why would we spend more time talking to friends or seeing what other people are thinking about than we would talking to God and finding out what's on God's mind? Can you hear Jesus? What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Many years ago, a fellow by the name of Dick Eastman wrote a wonderful book called The Hour That Changes the World. It was all about personal prayer. And in that book, The Hour That Changes the World, he said if you set aside an hour a day for 1 year, that's 365 hours of prayer in a year. He said if you look at that in the matter of your year, that's 45 continuous 8-hour days. That'd be like giving 45 work days to God. Friend, I'm going to tell you, that's some good work, too. That's work that you'll be glad you did long after the work week is done, because you're giving the Lord 1 hour of prayer. Now, let me connect a couple of verses in your thinking to this principle. Do you remember when we started our study that I said the word watch was used for a night watchman, somebody that was on guard? We explained the significance of that. Well, let me give you a scripture from Isaiah 21. It's a passage of judgment coming. Isaiah 21, verse number 11 says, "The burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night?" Do you understand that the watchman was always on guard in the nighttime hours especially? And by the way, our Lord Jesus is the great watchman. He's always watching. He knows exactly what time it is. He cries out the alarm in the middle of the night that judgment is coming. But listen to the response. Isaiah 21, verse number 12, the watchman said. So the question to the watchman now answers. The watchman said, "The morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return come." That is quite a verse. Do you see? The watchman cries back and says, "It's nighttime. There is nighttime. It's dark, but morning is coming." The person of prayer has spiritual discernment. He begins to think like the Lord Jesus. He understands the nighttime, the darkness, the tragedy of sin all around him, the difficulty that we're dealing with. But he also gets eyes on another world. He sees that the morning is coming. A night of tragedy is followed by a morning of opportunity. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So prayer will not depress you. It will encourage you. You may come with your griefs and sorrows, but you'll leave with strength of soul because you've come into the presence of God. And do you hear what the watchman said in response? He said, "Inquire, return, come." Listen, friends. Pray, repent, come to the Lord. That's the word of the watchman. This is the principle of watching and praying. And why is this 1 hour so necessary? Because the hour of our Lord's return is coming. Romans chapter 13, verse number 11, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe." Friend, the greatest hour you're ever going to live is the hour you see Jesus face to face, and that is coming very shortly. If you knew that, how much time would you spend with Him today? Make every hour count by giving 1 hour each day to the Lord. 1 hour with Him makes all the difference.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening. and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.